Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. An increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Expect a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Tomorrow, those storms could be strong to severe. Local leaders want Governor Bruce Rauner to rethink his plans to cut a fund that provides a portion of the state's income tax to communities. The 11 communities represented at yesterday's meeting stand to lose a total of nearly $4.9 million if the governor's plan is approved. They say that's untenable. Cesar Mayor Jason Ashmore says infrastructure improvements would have to be on the chopping block.
Now, if we take this hit, we're going to have to seriously look at either canceling some of them projects or seriously reducing some of them. And our infrastructure, some of it dates back to the 1920s, 1930s. So this is also a health and safety issue.
Centralia's Mayor Tom Ashby says he wants to work with Governor Rauner to fix the state's financial troubles. But he says passing a deficit on to local communities is not the answer.
We are trying to represent the taxpayer in their own communities. And we are trying to do the best we can. But we can't be taken and taxed the individuals anymore.
The local government distributive fund sends part of the state's income tax collection back to cities, towns, and counties all over Illinois. The Illinois Municipal League says it's working with leaders in Springfield to find a middle ground during this year's budget negotiations. It's been more than a month since the Illinois Department of Natural Resources honored Governor Rauner's order to suspend funding that would have finished construction at the Super Splash Park Outdoor Aquatic Center in Carbondale. Carbondale Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro says they're still waiting for the IDNR to release the remaining $1.7 million. That's part of an overall $2.5 million grant. Renfro says the contractor is willing to get started as soon as possible to finish the last quarter of the project once the state funds are available.
Obviously, they're on other jobs. They need to draw a paycheck. So we are concerned about that. But they're sticking with us. They realize the importance and the value of this community project.
Renfro says if work could resume by this Monday, the Splash Park could open by July 4th. That's well after the scheduled Memorial Day weekend grand opening that was planned. She says if they continue to lobby lawmakers in Springfield, they could work on getting the money released along with a video that's been produced at SaveSplashPark.com. Vice President Joe Biden told students at the University of Illinois that they have a responsibility to act to prevent sexual assault. Biden used an emotional, almost evangelical tone to urge roughly 1,500 students to show courage and, quote, be the man you were raised to be. The White House says Biden's highlighting the It's On Us campaign that President Obama kicked off last year. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and storms today. High 65. I'm Jennifer Fuller.